This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, when you were a child, did you have a pet?
Yes, we had a few pets, and my favourite was a little fluffy hamster.
And what happened to your hamster?
Well, one day, I got home from school and he wasn't in his cage. I was worried for a bit in case he'd escaped or got hurt, but it was all right. My mum told me that he'd gone to live on a farm so that he could run around with other animals.
Really?
Yes, really.
A hamster went to live on a farm to be with other animals? Really?
Well, when you put it like that...
I think that was probably one of those lies that parents tell their children so as not to make them sad.
Oh, well, I'm sad now.
Well, maybe having a go at this quiz will cheer you up. According to a study by a US psychologist, what percentage of people will lie in a typical 10-minute conversation? Is it A, 40%, B, 50%, or C, 60%?
I think... most people don't lie that much, so I'll say 40%.
OK, well, we'll reveal the answer a little later in the programme.
So today, we're talking about lies, and particularly the lies that parents tell children.
The topic was discussed on the BBC Radio 4 programme Woman's Hour.
A guest on that programme was Dr. Chris Boyle, a psychologist at Exeter University. He talks about a particular kind of lie. We tell these lies not because we want to hurt people. What colour are these lies called?
A white lie is just a distortion of truth without malicious intent. So as long as there's not malicious intent, I think it's something that we do. It's almost a societal norm that it has become where it is acceptable that we do tell certain lies at certain times.
Dr. Chris Boyle there. What colour is the kind of lie he was talking about?
It's a white lie. He says a white lie is just a distortion of the truth. Distortion here means a changing or bending of the truth. These kind of lies are okay as long as we don't tell them because we want to hurt someone.
He used the phrase malicious intent to talk about a bad reason for doing something, didn't he?
Yes, intent is the reason or purpose for doing something, and malicious is an adjective which means cruel or nasty. So without malicious intent means without wanting to hurt or be cruel to someone.
He said that this kind of white lie was almost a societal norm. Can you explain what he means by that?
Yes, something that is the norm is something that is expected, it's regular and usual. The adjective societal comes from the noun society. So a societal norm is something that is regular and common in your culture or society.
So do you think your mum's story about the hamster and the farm was a little white lie?
Yes, I'm sure it was. She didn't do it with malicious intent. She didn't want to hurt me. In fact, just the opposite. She wanted to protect me.
Yes, that's one kind of white lie that parents tell to protect children. There are also a couple of other reasons, one being the parents' convenience.
Ah, yes. I remember my mum telling me that on certain days the park wasn't open. I know now that it never closed. I guess at the time she was just too busy to take me.
And then there are the cultural lies that parents tell children.
Oh, right. What do you mean by that?
Well, first, if you have any children listening to this right now, you might want to cover their ears for a few seconds. Rob, I'm talking about, for example, Father Christmas and the Tooth Fairy.
Ah, right. Yes, there's no malicious intent in telling children those stories. It's a cultural and societal norm.
Let's listen to Dr. Chris Boyle again talking about white lies.
A white lie is just a distortion of truth without malicious intent. So as long as there's not malicious intent, I think it's something that we do. It's almost a societal norm that it has become where it is acceptable that we do tell certain lies at certain times.
So now back to our question at the top of the programme. I asked what percentage of people will lie in a typical 10-minute conversation. Was it A, 40%, B, 50%, or C, 60%? What did you say, Rob?
I said A, just 40%.
Well, I'm afraid the answer was 60%.
Really? Goodness, 60%, that's more than I expected.
Right, well, before we go, let's recap the vocabulary we talked about today. The first expression was white lie. A lie we tell without meaning to hurt someone. For example, when I say to you, you look nice today.
Wait, what did you say?
But that is actually a distortion of the truth, a changing or bending of the truth.
This makes me think of the next expression, malicious intent. Intent is the reason or purpose for doing something, and doing something with a malicious intent is doing it deliberately, to be cruel or to hurt someone. And I think you have a malicious intent, Neil, telling me that when you say I look nice, it's just a lie.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that's the norm for you, isn't it? Just kidding. A norm is the standard or normal way that something is. In the clip, we heard societal norm, which is the accepted or normal way something is done in society.
For example, telling children about Father Christmas.
Shh.
Well, sadly, this isn't a lie, but that's all for this programme. For more, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and our YouTube pages, and of course our website, bbclearningenglish.com, where you can find all kinds of other audio programmes, videos and quizzes to help you improve your English. Thanks for joining us and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.